This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off another hour here from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, year number two, here in beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And, of course, we see new faces, and we see friendly old faces. And, in fact, we have encountered now Chip Spangler, who is the current chairman, replacing you, Darryl W. Perry, in the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Amicably.
Yes, of course. Well, otherwise, you guys would probably be fighting already if it wasn't the case. Welcome, Chip, or welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure we've had you on from Porkfest or something like that in the past. At some point.
Probably talking about the free aid.
Yeah, indeed, correct.
Indeed. Actually, I think that's what I did this year. Actually.
You've done a lot of free aid at Porkfest, if I recall correctly.
I have indeed, yeah.
So, and that's your thing. That's what you actually do, because you don't make money being the chairman of the Libertarian Party. I believe are you an EMT? Is that right?
That's what I used to. I used to be a paramedic.
Okay.
I'm actually not doing that anymore.
What
for
are you
the
doing
timing.
Now?
I am actually working for Ledgeview Commercial Partners, which is real estate. Yeah, a property manager.
Okay.
Group in Manchester, mostly in Manchester. So.
Right. So, and you're also the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. Why did you want to become chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian?
And actually, it's Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Oh, thank you. You're right.
Yes. Thank you, Darryl.
LPNH.
Yes.
That's a fair question and a good one. I think it's because I want to try and prove that you can have a third party that's successful. I want to do everything I can for that. I'm also sick of the idea of the false choice that you have to be a Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
That's never sat well with me. And I know that too many people, I think, when they join the Republican Party, even if they're Liberty candidates, sometimes they drift towards more mainstream Republicanism and get turned into like a mushy moderate of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have people join the Libertarian Party and get into office and actually stay as a Libertarian candidate.
Which we want to see happen. Libertarian Party in New Hampshire was able to get ballot access at the same level as the Republicans and Democrats for the first time in more than 20 years. That happened in 2016. So this year,
theory, it's on the same level.
Well, there issues. But.
Well, right. So we had issues during the primary, which I don't even want a taxpayer-funded primary, but we're forced to have one.
Yep.
And we heard reports from across the state about election clerks asking people, do you really want the Libertarian ballot? Are you sure you want a Libertarian ballot?
Straight up voter suppression.
Other towns, hold on, I have to go find those.
Right.
And because they didn't have them laying on the table as they were supposed to.
Yeah, we had various issues reported in various different locations.
And now we're running into problems, and I realize this is not a government problem, but we're running into problems where the organizations putting on debates are setting these really high thresholds. And there was actually, I think, the political director for the largest newspaper in the state wrote an op-ed yesterday or 2 days ago saying that the Libertarians can't even clear this very low bar. And see, we had a debate with 11 people before the primary for Congress, and that debate proved that we need to set thresholds and barriers for people to be on the stage. And well, see, we're not letting the Libertarians in the polls, but we're going to use the polls that they're not in as justification for not including them in debates.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. In the primary elections, WMUR had a couple of debates before the primary, and at that time, the threshold, I think, it was either 3% or 3%. And there was no fundraising threshold. And they never actually did a poll, as far as I know, that had both of our Libertarian candidates in it.
Correct.
And so
there were none of the polls that had. So there were polls done in, like, April and May that had Jaletta Jarvis.
Right.
There were no polls done between the filing period and the primary that included anybody other than hypothetical Republican versus hypothetical Democrat.
Right, and so
surprise, surprise.
So they never had a Libertarian debate, even though Jaletta already met the criteria, and I'm sure
Correct.
Aaron Day would have as
mm-hmm.
well.
Right, but their rule said if only one candidate meets the criteria, then nobody from that party gets to debate. But I believe they were also using, because there was a Democratic primary poll that was done, they were using that to say, oh, well, see, they're both polling something.
Of course.
And there were never any polls of, in the Libertarian primary, who would you vote for?
Yeah. And, of course, so after the primary, they jacked the requirements up to 12% and $25,000 in fundraising.
Yes.
In part because they know that, first off, not all the polls even include the Libertarian candidate, which is
right.
a pretty typical thing. And
none of them have yet, right?
So,
none since the filing period. Yeah. The last poll that included Jaletta Jarvis was done in either April or May.
Right.
Supposedly a poll is going on now. I don't have much faith that it will actually turn out anything accurate.
I've taken several YouGov surveys over the last 5-6 weeks, none of which have the Libertarian candidates listed. There's just this other line where you can input...
Yeah, my impression is essentially that the media companies tend to think two things, I guess. Number one, people are too stupid to deal with more than two choices. And number two, the 31,000 people that voted for the Libertarian candidate in 2016 don't count.
Right. Wow. So it's going to be an interesting election. I mean, regardless of what the WMUR decides to do with their polling requirements, if they're going to change them or
right.
not, I don't expect
And again,
expect
this is
to.
Something that I've been seeing happen across the country, where in Iowa... after the Libertarian met the funding goal, they said, oh, did we say 25?
We
meant 50.
Right.
Of course.
So let's just
and
move the goalposts.
And then one of the candidates, I forget if it was Republican or Democrat, they're basically the same, said, let's have a debate on public access TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the Libertarian agreed, and then whoever made the invitation said, oh by the way, I can't make it. So he threw out a debate challenge.
The organizer canceled his own debate, is what you're saying.
The candidate, he didn't organize it. He threw out the challenge and let's make it happen. And then when the Libertarian said, I'll be there, sorry.
Well, right. And then as I reported in an article I wrote at freekeen.com about what happened with the Libertarian Party and these ridiculous debate requirements, Jaletta Jarvis had told me that there was a radio station, a community radio station in the North Country that invited all three of the ballot qualified candidates for governor to come have a debate.
Yep.
Yep.
Chris Sununu, the current governor, the incumbent, did respond and said no. And apparently Molly Kelly did not even respond. This is the Democratic
candidate. Yes.
Did not even respond. And Jaletta, of course, was the only one who said, yes, I'll come in.
And to her credit, Jaletta got up there and basically got 2 hours to herself.
Right. And kudos to that organization, which is something that I've noticed, at least that we can say here in New Hampshire, even though WMUR may be corrupt or whatever their problem is.
Right.
But a lot of the other organizations are fair to the Libertarians. Yeah. They do give equal coverage to all ballot qualified candidates. And kudos to them.
Yeah, we're not being entirely excluded by WMUR, but they're certainly trying to exclude us from the debates, which are some of the most important things.
Well, as I pointed out, Adam Sexton, who's their political director, has been covering Libertarians in his coverage, but he's not in charge of the debate requirements.
That's true. Apparently. He actually interviewed our candidate, Justin O'Donnell, today.
Oh, great.
And that actually went on Facebook Live today.
Good. So, it's not all bad within that particular organization, whoever it is that this other lady is that's setting these rules. She's obviously got some political allegiances. It seems pretty clear.
I think sometimes the problem is that when Libertarians get into the base, often they can mop the floor with the competition. If you look what Nicholas Sarwark did, he's running for mayor in Phoenix, and he essentially destroyed the other candidates in the debate.
Awesome.
And so,
they're scared, right? They're scared.
They are.
Should be.
The Libertarians are simply better on the issues.
Well, not only are we better, as far as utilitarian reasons, but also moral reasons. I mean, not only is it better for budgets and your taxpayer dollars and things like that, but also for freedom and being able to control your own body. And Libertarians have great positions if they could only just be heard by people.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's our job to try and get that word out. I mean, we've got to get more people. We've got to get more money. We're doing what we can. I mean, we're building up. We're doing as much as we can for the election this year. We're also starting to plan for 2020 as well so that we can have a fuller slate of candidates. We can have more money to support those candidates and get the word out and get people trained as quickly as we can. So.
Well, it's you're starting from zero. I mean, Daryl sort of resuscitated
the
Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. Daryl and Roger and the rest of the board
Brian McQuaid,
there.
Jaletta.
There was a the basic Ironically, there was sort of a do-nothing chairperson who was on before that for many years, and you guys got the ball rolling again. So you have the benefit of being able to kind of pick
indeed,
that ball up.
I'm very grateful for the previous executive committee for all that they have done, and I'm hoping to continue that and build on that.
Well, we will see, and we'll let you know all the success stories as they come in. Chip Spangler, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
All right, thank you.
We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us at freetalklive.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are day number 2 of the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. And year number 2 of an event that I would say has surpassed its previous event.
I would agree. I think so far the conference has been superb. Speakers have been superb. And it's just been a really good vibe.
Absolutely. And intimate, maybe about, I would say, on par with last year, although officially they say they actually cut down the number of tickets that they offered this year. So it sounds like they want to keep this kind of an intimate affair.
Yeah, I heard more than one person say quality over quantity, and that's definitely the feeling I've gotten so far from this event.
Before we get to our next guest here, I do want to mention Liberty.menu, which is a great location for people who are individuals that reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, meaning libertarians, people that love liberty. These are the folks who are welcome to use Liberty.menu to expand your reach, to get whatever it is you do, your business, the content that you're creating, your event that you're putting together. Get it out there to other libertarians, other liberty-minded folks, voluntarists. You can do that for free. It's a map-based kind of social networking. There's ratings, and it's free. So go to liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge over there at liberty.menu. So last night, one of the things that has really set this conference apart, beyond the attendees and the great speeches and everything, was the after party that was kind of a surprise. It wasn't on the official schedule. There was something that was going to happen on the official schedule, and then Bruce Fenton, the organizer here, the creator of the conference, got up at the end of the day and said, hey, look, there's this thing. It's, maybe, what was it, like 20 minutes? Not even that, 15 minutes?
It was about a half hour.
Was it that long?
Yeah, it's a ways out there.
Well, anyway, we went out to a really nice kind of lakefront or riverfront property. I'm not sure if it was. I didn't look at the big
map. Was it a lake? Or?
It says ocean.
The cove of the ocean. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, it was beautiful, and we were there, and it was a great party. They had a nice, really nice after party, and
yes,
it was great to kind of get out of downtown Portsmouth and go and see something else here on the seacoast.
Yeah, and it was, like any event like that. I mean, what I've experienced is people tend to clump in with the same people they've been talking with for the last couple of days.
Sure.
And last night was at least an opportunity for me to meet a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds who were doing a lot of different really cool things in the crypto space.
I totally agree. And toward the end of the night, we met a very interesting person. We've got actually Luanda Cheney with us. And you're Bruce's mother.
Yes, I am.
And you came up and you were talking to us, and I don't know how we got onto the topic of African scammers targeting older women. But somehow we got there, and you have quite a few stories about it. Can you say, how old you are, or close?
Sure. I'm 78 years old.
Okay.
And I had decided that I would build up my friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. What it was.
In a very short time, I had 5,000 friends.
Wow.
And I thought I was going to self-publish a book and sell it on there. I didn't realize how it really worked. But I put a picture on. Kid said, you got to put a picture on.
Yep.
And then I get a message from a very handsome young man from Nigeria telling me that, he said, you beautiful, you have wonderful smile. So I sent a message back, and I said, I don't do personal messages, just contact me in public. And then I get another message from him. He says, why? I love you. I want to talk to you.
That
I miss
fast.
You. And then he would send pictures of flowers and things like that. And I was thinking, why would anybody fall for that? Why would anybody think that somebody would see your picture? Even if you were 18 and a gorgeous model,
right,
how could somebody fall in love with you just because they saw your picture? So then from then on, probably 3-4 times a week, I would get some kind of a come on from some young man that wants to help me. I shouldn't be alone. He could be a big help to me.
Did they all purport to be from Africa, or were some saying they were elsewhere? Or
They didn't all say.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, actually, I've gotten so many of them now that I can tell you almost word for word what they're going to say.
How many years have you been receiving? When did you start?
I started it just maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, so you've been on there for a while then.
Yeah. And, I mean, I had email all along, but I didn't have a big Facebook following anything like that. But it seems like the messages are almost word for word the same. You know, I love you. You know, I want to meet you.
Right.
I miss you. If they write another sentence after that, it's going to have misspelled words in it.
Right. That's a common one, too.
There's always a picture. And then when I turned them down, then I started getting military pictures.
Now, this is really interesting because, you know, you might have heard of the first one where, oh, there's these guys trying to scam old ladies on the Internet. But this is an approach I had not yet.
Get a picture of, you know, maybe a five-star general or something. And and my first thought, the first time I saw one on there, I said, you know, how are you? And I thought, oh, here's one of our military people, you know, serving to make, you know, my life better. I could correspond with him once in a while. I'm not going to fall in love and marry him or anything, but we could correspond, so I did answer.
You at least have a country in common.
Yes.
You both recognize
I answered the first message, and then the thing that came back was the same misspelled, you know, I love you, and I'm thinking, I don't think so,
So I shared my experiences with you a little bit on this topic, and in my business, we run a cryptocurrency vending machine. People can come in and they can put cash in and they'll get cryptocurrency like Bitcoin out. And it started a couple years ago, but I would have elderly women come in and say, I need to buy Bitcoin. And I would help them out and show them what to do and things like that. You know, here's how the machine works. And sometimes they would do this. They would bring out a Bitcoin address and say, this is who I need to send this to.
Mm.
And that is a flag for us.
That breaks one of our rules.
One of our rules is that we will send it to a Bitcoin wallet that you control.
Oh.
And if you say, you know, this has to go to this person, okay, that's outside of what we do. We don't need to be tied to that. And in talking to them, we would find out, well, I've met this gentleman on the Internet, and he's going to school in Africa, but he really wants to come to America, and this is to help him out. And it would eventually, sometimes it would come out, sometimes I'm just speculating with 99% accuracy, speculating. That it's the same sort of scam.
Yes.
And they would talk about how they're, you know, he's my baby and I love him and we've found ourselves over Facebook. We're soulmates. I only bring this up because New Hampshire is not a big place. It has a relatively small population and we live in around a town with 20,000 people, 20 couple thousand people. And I could honestly say that this has happened 7 or 8 times.
Hold that thought, guys. If you can stick with us, we're going to come back for another segment here in moments. We've got Luanda here, and this is the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. We're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You're listening to Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today. The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. West took the opportunity to talk about stop and frisk.
The thing that head of the police and Mike Sachs met with me last night at the Soho House about was we feel that stop and frisk does not help the relationships in the city. And everyone that knew I was coming here said, ask about stop and frisk. That's the number one thing that we're having this conversation about.
The cleanup in the panhandle of Florida continues after Hurricane Michael. Republican Governor Rick Scott said things will never be the same.
This monstrous storm has devastated our Gulf Coast and our panhandle. So many lives have been changed forever. So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live with the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. It's day number two of this excellent festival here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Festival is not the right word. Convention. This is a convention.
It is.
No,
a conference. I mean,
it was festive last night. That was.
It was.
For sure. And it was a good time. We were talking with Luanda at that time, and I'm like, we've got to have Luanda on the radio to talk about these scam artists targeting older women, but, you know, not just older women, probably, you know, all kinds of folks who yep. are lonely, people who are looking for attention. Who doesn't want attention?
Everybody you know? Does. It's one of the things that makes us feel good about ourselves.
Right, and so we're going to get back into that, but I do want to mention Bitcoin.com, which is a great site for people all around the world to visit and learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You can get your first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash through the site, and it's a great way to get started in the world of crypto. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. So, Luanda, you were talking about how, you know, how can people fall for this? I mean, whether you were 18 or 78, this scam, you said, wouldn't have worked on you.
Right. I don't know what's happened. I don't know whether we're more naive or maybe we're more lonely because of social media. People don't have any personal contact. So then when they do make contact on the Internet, they think that, you know, somebody's paying attention to them and talking to them on a daily basis and telling them they love them. And I think that gives them some hope for the future. But it shocks me because there's things that happen during the scam that myself, I see right away, this something's wrong here.
Right.
You know, like I started getting pictures of military men. And the first one or two, I thought, well, I'd be a pen pal to a man in the military, mm-hmm. you know, send him pictures from back home. But then I realized that the pictures are very pixely, And if the military man ever responds to me, even if it's a five-star general in the picture,
right.
it'll be very poor English, and you realize, you know, this person has nothing to do with the military. Or
that's not to say young people in America don't have poor, you know, writing, texting abilities.
True.
Yes, we can think.
Five-star generals usually do pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, you would think somebody who's probably gone to West Point and has a four-year degree and
can do a little better
postgraduate study. Studies could probably put a sentence together.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
One would hope.
Yeah, so people are, you know, lonely, and that's true of folks of all ages, for sure. And I imagine that some elderly folks, the more isolated they become, the more desperate, you know, they might become for attention.
I think that's what happens. The family has grown up and gone their way. But it's not all the male-female kind of scams. You know, there's other scams. You know, I'm college-educated, and I almost fell for one. A woman had contacted me on my email address. I should have wondered how she got it.
Right.
And said that she enjoyed my book.
Oh.
And that made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved my writing, and that made me feel good.
Right.
And she wanted to help me with my writing group. So that sounded wonderful. So we talked a couple of times, and she said she was terminally ill, and she was going to die very soon, and she had no family, and she wanted to leave her money to me, and that I should use it for good, you know, write good things and help the writing group. And that sounded very realistic to me. She knew the name of my book. She knew my name and everything. So I'm thinking, well, gee, that's very nice of her. And then I got the text saying, I'm going to be dying in 2 days, and I want to send the money to you, so you need to send me your routing information.
Oh.
So my barrister, now this is the first time I realize she's not in my own country, can send you a lot of money. So, sadly, that was the end of our internet friendship.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had, and it's not so much the routing number, it's actually the account number is what we learned.
Yeah.
If they have your, because routing numbers are all public. Anybody with Google can find any bank's routing
number.
That's
true.
That's the easy part. But it's actually getting the account number. We've actually had people authorize, because we've sold some Bitcoin online.
Sure.
And we've had people authorize, like, credit card payments and car payments because they had the numbers. And the way the old banking system works, you can just do that. If you have the numbers, whether it be your credit card number or the account number on your bank account, you can just authorize people to take money out of, you know, strangers can authorize to take money out of your own account. Somebody made up a fake check at one point.
And I run a small business, but I've had my business bank account, my checking account from my business has paid People's Capital One bill in one instance. In another case, we graciously paid off somebody's automobile through Toyota Motor Credit. That seems like there was another one in there too, but it was all because somebody got a hold of the actual account number, and that's it.
Well,
crazy.
And the scammers can be very, very clever. I once had a Persian silk rug I wanted to sell. I put a picture on eBay, and I got a couple of people asking questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
And one man said, I like the rug. I'm going to buy it. So hold it for me a couple of days. That was okay. So it was selling for $1,500. So he agreed on the price. We didn't, you know, go back and forth on that. And then we made arrangements for when he was going to pick it up. And I thought, well, I'll be smart. I won't let him come to my house. I'll meet him in a grocery store parking lot. That was fine with him. So the day before we were supposed to meet, he sends me a message and says that his wife is pregnant and she's very sick and the baby's coming early and he has to go to the hospital and his friend is going to come and pick up the rug. And I'm thinking, well, that's okay, you know. And all I have to do is give the friend $200 and then the friend will give me the check for the rug.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I don't think so. We're done here.
This is not how eBay works.
So he would have had the rug and the $200,
and
I would have had a
Rubber
useless
check.
Piece of paper.
Unreal.
That it just never ends, and you got to be aware and question, you know, the things that people say to you. You got to be on your game.
Yes, you do.
I would say to the ladies out there, if somebody sees your picture, I don't care how good looking you are and what kind of designer clothes you have on, if they fell in love with you in 3 seconds, that's time to be suspicious.
Red alert.
Yeah. Something might not be okay with that.
But again, and we talk about this, you know, often, it seems to be people who are truly lonely. You know, and those are, at least in the cases of online, you know, gorgeous man in Africa finding this woman online. And again, 6-7 times in the small town of Keene,
yes,
that I've seen this happen, I find out that they're widowed. You know, they've lost their spouse and things like that. And I don't know. I guess maybe part of it is it's... people tend to be at their lowest, and the online world is probably not like the world they grew up in. Like,
exactly. You know. Everything has changed.
Well, there were scams
so
back
much.
Then, but these are different. You know, you can get hit more often, as
right.
you have been.
And you're letting strangers in your house with the Internet as soon as you go on. So
sure.
that's different right there. And they don't have to look you in the eye. They don't have to feel bad. They don't have to feel any remorse for
right.
conning
right.
you. And
you're halfway across the world in some
right.
cases.
I say if you're that lonely, then we need to find places we can go where there's people.
Yeah.
You know, senior citizens groups usually have lunches, and they have some activities there, yoga classes or something, and we can go there, and we can have contact with people, and we won't be so lonely, and we'd be less likely then.
You know,
good point.
I hope that bounces back at some point. I mean, we've seen this with young people. They're not hanging out with each other anymore, even though they live in the same town. They're on their phones.
Even if they're in the same room, they're texting
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
They're not talking.
Yeah, right. That's absolutely right. true, and it's crazy. And, you know, I hope that at some point we reach the end of that and bounce back to where people actually interact with one another. Luanda, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
No, thank you for having me.
Wonderful.
It's been a
have
pleasure.
A great day.
Having you here. I hope we'll have you on again, and I appreciate your time today.
Right.
It's been a great event here. We're going to continue in moments from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, and it's been a great conference so far. Meeting new people and seeing old friends.
Nice.
For me, I've met a new person. You saw an old friend.
I did.
Here. Her name's Caitlin Long. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. We met last night at the party that they had, and I guess you kind of recognized me from Keen Activism. You used to live in the area.
Well, I live in Connecticut, but I used to have a place up north of Keene. And so, yeah, it's sort of when I got involved with the Free State Project 5-6 years ago, it was when I got the place up there.
So you're a Free Stater?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I never signed a pledge because I grew up in Wyoming, and originally there was a group in Wyoming as well, and I wasn't...
Free State West.
Yeah, and I wasn't, you know, I don't like to sign pledges that I'm not sure I'm going to keep.
Sure.
So I decided,
that makes
you know,
sense.
Even though I had a place up in New Hampshire and was pretty active, going to Pork Fest and Liberty Forum and the like, I you know, didn't want to commit to New Hampshire. And at this point, I still haven't committed to either Wyoming or New Hampshire, but those are the two states that I spend a lot of time in.
Wyoming was my second choice, so
that's
I was
so
one of the original voters with the Free State Project a long time ago. So it was New Hampshire by far, like to me, compared. They had, they came out with a list of, like it came with a the voting thing came with a book with all the states. There was 10 different states, and they, each state kind of made, the supporters of those states made their pitch, like their best pitch. And the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire just knocked them all out of the water. I mean, it was amazing the difference.
That was well done by the local activists.
Yeah, was it was a was it a local lady who did, it must have been.
I think I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I must say, I think you got it right. The Free State got it right in selecting New Hampshire for one simple reason, much as it pains me to say that, because, of course, I'm a partisan Wyomingite.
Sure.
The local control in Wyoming is the problem. There's a very strong mayor, and there's no term limit on the mayors. And so in my town where I grew up, there was a a businessman who owned a bunch of hotels who got control of the mayor's office and city council and had his whole family on the city council for many years. And
good
lo and behold,
boys.
Guess what? There were no new hotels built in Laramie, Wyoming.
Right.
And it became a big problem for the university because that's where I grew up and that's where the university was based.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't recruit people in because they had all these crappy hotels.
Wow.
And finally, they actually it took like 20 years to fix the problem. And then when the problem got fixed, guess what? About 10 new hotels were built in 1 year. And now it's not a problem. But it just that's a perfect illustration for the fact that local control really matters. And you've got a really decentralized model of control in the towns in New Hampshire. And that
very
really
much so.
Does matter.
Well, one thing in New Hampshire is there's no home rule.
Yeah.
So the towns actually are subservient to the state government as far as what they can pass. So they can only pass what they're theoretically. They can only pass what they're specifically authorized to by the state government. They can't go outside of whatever those bounds are.
And,
actually helps keep them in check.
Yeah.
It does.
Interestingly.
Yeah, and as a former selectman of a small town in New Hampshire, I mean, it's a relatively short list of things that you could do. Really, there's a really short list of things you could do, period. You can do exactly what the state says you can do, and that's it. And by state, I mean the representatives from everywhere in the
so
state.
We could keep going on Wyoming and New Hampshire,
yeah.
I'm sure, here. But, Caitlin, you're also like a blockchain lady and former Wall Street person for 20-something years.
Yep.
And you know Chris, and you guys had something that
Chris
you wanted to
years.
Cover. I forget what it was at this point. But
we talked about lots of stuff.
We
I don't
did,
know.
Yeah.
We're just
going to
talk.
I love the Bitcoin Embassy. Saw Colleen last time I drove through Keene a few weeks ago in your beautiful shop. And
And I've certainly followed your career at a distance.
You were the token Austrian. That's what you would say.
Yes.
<That's true.
laughs>
on Wall Street.
On Wall Street.
Where did you work again?
At Morgan Stanley.
Yeah, and not a lot of Austrian economic thought, I would think, comes out of the big banks on Wall Street.
Well, but I wasn't an Austrian when I started.
Right.
I came out of the University of Wyoming, did a couple of graduate degrees at Harvard, and then was in so much debt that I kind of sold myself to the highest bidder, and Wall Street was the place that I ended up. I was pretty good at numbers, and so stayed after paying off my debt, and I was 16 years in before I figured out what Austrian economics was, and then that just changed my worldview. And the interesting question at that point that I had is, do I stick around? It was after the financial crisis.
Mm.
The year of the financial crisis, I did get a bonus, and I donated most of it to the Mises Institute.
Wow.
And at that time, I was really trying to figure it all out. And, you know, you kind of have an existential crisis when you realize that what you do professionally isn't necessarily 100% ethical. But I loved Michael Burry's he gave a UCLA graduation speech, and I just re-listened to it because I'm going to be speaking at the University of Wyoming in a couple weeks. And he had a really interesting message, which is, you know, the world around you, you're going to find there's a lot about it that's not ethical. There's a lot about it that's corrupt. It's true. And what you do is find ethical ways to live in the world because you can't necessarily change the system.
Right.
And so what I did was spend a lot of time educating people about the system, and also everything I did in the pension business was about deleveraging and asset liability matching and doing right by the pensioners. It basically, if you think back to like the Rothbard, there are a couple of different ways fractional reserve banking can happen. We tend to think of it as the way, you know, banks multiplying base money into, you know, $10 of M2. But there's another aspect of it, which is the maturity transformation aspect, where banks basically borrow short and lend long. And that's one of the reasons that they can hit the wall, because if there's a run on the bank, all of their liabilities are short term. Everybody goes and claims their deposits, but all their assets, the cash isn't coming in for years, right? So the maturity transformation stuff in the financial system is a real problem, as well as fractional reserve banking. And long story short, the I everything I did was getting the maturity transformation issue fixed in a lot of these pension funds. So I'm very proud of the work I did on Wall Street, and yet I coexisted with a lot of people who, in many cases, just weren't curious and didn't really understand the system around them. In some cases, they definitely did, but I actually give the people the benefit of the doubt. Lots of noise behind
us.
That's
all right.
Here.
We're here in a real live location.
We are. So we are. I can attest to that.
They're setting up for lunch, so that's all good.
Right.
I was going to say, the very simplistic view of what the Fed does for a lot of libertarians is just, well, they just print more money. But fractional reserve banking is a completely different thing, and it's interesting to go into the aspect of the short versus long, and that's part of this that most people are completely never been confronted with.
That's right. And a lot of pension funds, because of the adverse incentives in the accounting, are significantly asset liability mismatched. And once we pulled out the pension liabilities and got annuities written for the pensioners, so everybody, instead of getting a pension from General Motors, if they were in these pension transactions, they were now getting an annuity, in that case, from Prudential. But those annuities were over 100% funded,
right?
And they were all asset liability matched, so the cash flows from the assets had timing to coincide with the cash flows of the pensions that had to be paid out. So, and they were de-risked from a credit perspective. So, long story short, Murray Rothbard, I think, would have approved of what I was doing,
right,
in spite of the fact that, yes, it was at one of the big banks that is, is subsidized by the Fed.
And to boil this all down, what would have happened if you had not pursued this path? Where were the funds headed?
Well, they would have stayed underfunded and duration mismatched.
Right.
So,
and not sustainable.
Not sustainable. Yeah. It's also worth saying that a lot of, basically everything we did was fee-based, right? So did we need to be part of a Fed-subsidized balance sheet? No, because the clients were paying us fees to advise them on how to structure these transactions.
Right.
And, I'm really proud of it, because when I look back, there was an interview with a General Motors pensioner. They had just come through their bankruptcy, and the pensioner in AARP magazine was talking about how thrilled he was that he was now not worried about whether his pension was going to be paid. And you know what? That really made my day.
Because you made it more rock solid. You solved some of these problems.
Yeah, and it wasn't me. It was the business that I was running inside.
Right. And somebody bringing a fresh set of ideas to that.
Absolutely. And proving that it was actually in everybody's interest. It was a win-win situation to take these leveraged pension funds out of corporate America. The duration of a business is not as long as a human life.
No,
it used to be, right? And so, frankly, pensions don't really belong inside corporations anyway, because the workers have a longer life expectancy than the business itself.
Do you want to stick with us and keep going for another segment? It's up to you.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Great. More with Caitlin Long here in moments. Her website, by the way, Caitlin with a C, CAITLIN-Long.com. We're here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire, as we continue here with more Free Talk Live and more with Caitlin coming up.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.